Our devotion for Maundy Thursday is Christ Appeared to 500 at Once. Today we turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6, where Paul writes, "After that, Jesus appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep." The atmosphere was electric. It was not just that more than 500 people had gathered in one place at one time. Jesus was there, and that charged things up. Over 500 people simultaneously saw their living Lord with their own eyes in an unmistakably public event. This throng of people observed Jesus alive after his crucifixion. When Paul writes to the Corinthians some 25 years later, most of those witnesses were still living. They could testify to the historical certainty of their Savior's resurrection. The objective reality that Jesus lives is one of the best attested facts of human history. The crowd's encounter with Jesus risen from the dead was a powerful shared experience. As the years passed, those who were present must have cherished the memory of seeing him alive and delighted in telling others about the resurrected Christ. 2,000 years later, we are drawn into that same joy as we belong to a community of believers who strengthen and encourage one another. Let's not miss the gospel in Paul's statement that some have fallen asleep. What a beautiful way to refer to those who had died. It speaks not of final loss, but of temporary rest, watched over by the one who conquered the grave. Later in this chapter, Paul writes, "The last enemy to be destroyed is death." Jesus destroyed that enemy by dying in our place, taking away the sin for which death is the wages. God now gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Christian, death is merely a sleep from which our Savior will gently wake us. That unshakable truth is of first importance. We pray. Lord Jesus, in faith we stand at the foot of your cross and in front of your empty tomb and contemplate the work that you finished for us. Fill us with sorrow for your death, reverence for your holiness, gratitude for your grace, and joy for your victory. Amen.